France's top administrative court has ruled that French towns cannot ban women from wearing a kind of clothing for swimming on their beaches. The town of Villeneuve-Loubet had banned burkinis, a swimsuit some Muslim women wear to cover their whole bodies. The court's ruling comes as a worldwide debate has grown over the French bans on burkinis. Some people expressed shock and anger at images of French policemen fining a Muslim woman and appearing to make her take off a piece of her clothing. The decision by the Council of State Friday deals with the ban in the Riviera town of Villeneuve-Loubet, but it is expected to affect all of about 30 French towns and cities that have similar bans. The city of Nice is one of them. That is where 86 people were killed when a truck ran into a crowd gathered to see fireworks on France's Bastille Day. The Islamic State terror group claimed responsibility for that attack. In Friday's case, lawyers for two human rights groups argued the ban was not legal. They said the bans are not in keeping with people's freedoms and that mayors did not have the power to tell women what to wear on beaches. Mayors had expressed concern about public order after the deadly attacks by Islamic extremists this summer. At least one mayor said he will not lift the ban, even after the court's decision. Here, the tension is very, very, very strong, and I won't withdraw it, the mayor of Cisco told BFM TV Friday. Some top political leaders say the swimsuits oppress women and violate France's secular values. But the bans have divided France's government as other leaders spoke out against the laws. The name burkini combines two words, bikini and burqa. A bikini is a small two-piece swimsuit shaped like women's undergarments. Burqas are what some Muslim women wear to cover their whole bodies, except for a small opening for their eyes. In comparison, a burkini covers a woman's body. It leaves only her face, hands, and feet showing. Burkinis were first created by Australian designer Ahida Zanetti in 2004. She said she made them so Muslim women who choose to wear a head covering can take part in water activities and other sports. French officials banned burkinis for reasons including water safety and security concerns. France has outlawed Muslim clothes before. It banned the face covering veil as well as the head covering veil in public schools. Prime Minister Manuel Valls described the burkini along with the veil as a form of enslavement. The burkini is not a new swimsuit model. It is not a trend, Valls told La Provence newspaper in support of the ban. He said, it goes against modern society. Many see the ban as discrimination against Muslims. Others say officials do not understand Muslim women's new image. Neslihan Çevik designs clothes for Muslim women. Çevik says Muslim women who wear veils are involved in many activities of modern life, but the market hasn't taken them seriously so far. In addition to being a designer, Chevik is also a sociologist who wrote a book on Muslims. The clothing for that woman has been like, she's oppressed, she stays at home, or goes to her in-laws, Chevik adds. It's only now that markets are catching up with that new image. Chevik's brand targets young, college-aged women who go to cafes and listen to Latin music. They want what is called Muslim hipster fashion, backpacks with matching headscarves, jeans, or pleated skirts. They do not want to wear the usual long overcoats, she says. They'll do anything any young female would do. What's different is they're passionately religious. Neslihan Çevik, who is Turkish, launched M-Line Fashion last December. Her online company has been growing by 20% each month. Most of her customers are Turkish, but the business has customers from France and other European countries, as well as South Africa. Çevik sells stylish, long tops called tunics and veils. She hopes to add a line of Muslim swimwear by next summer. She does not like the ones she sees for sale. It's so ugly right now, says Çevik of burkinis. That's one of the biggest problems for Muslim women. Whatever you do, all the designs we've had so far have been so ugly. Designers such as Çevik say that the swimsuit and other modern Muslim women's wear can be liberating. They say the clothing industry is far behind the needs of conservative modern Muslim women. They say the industry could be making much more money designing clothes Muslim women want. Some well-known stores and brands are already starting to sell clothes targeting the Muslim market. They include Britain's Marks and Spencer and House of Fraser. Mango and DKNY have also launched Ramadan clothes collections connected to the holy Muslim holiday. Sales of clothes for the Muslim women market are expected to be worth several billions of dollars in the next few years. I'm Anne Ball.